Tower, CPA Mobile.
On your way home, it's going to get wet. KN4, VWA.
Clouds are all around. There's just lightning here and thundering and threatening at the sports club. I'm leaving to... We finished our game, our match, and so I headed back to Taylor's. You think it's raining over in Taylor's?
Looks like it should be, but we just left. What's the name of that road that goes over towards Riverside High School from Wade Hampton? I can't think of the name of that road. But right there at the CVS Super Road. And it was not raining at Super Road when we left about 10 or 15 minutes ago.
Well, it looks kind of threatening back toward downtown. I'm facing toward downtown and northwest on Congaree, and it looks pretty threatening in that direction. I don't know. But I'm headed kind of north, so it doesn't look too bad.
Well, all the way back up Wade Hampton Boulevard, it just looked completely black behind us. And over towards Spartanburg, up Wade Hampton, to the northeast, it looked pretty good. Matter of fact, there was a little spot of blue sky. But it was looking really rough back there. So, like I said, just be careful going home, big boy. So how'd you do? You win your matches?
This morning I won. We won this one tonight. And, so, did pretty good. I'm about to pour out. See ya. And, I'm ready to shoot that antenna back up in the tree. And I'll be back on HF.
You want me to come by and check out your SWR on that antenna? What did you do to change it?
I was missing a third of it. It had come off. You know, it's off center fed, and so the short section, the third section, it's one-third the length of the entire antenna, came off the balun, and so that's what was going on.
Okay, well, that would definitely skew your SWR reading.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to throw it up about 15 feet off the ground, and just to make sure it's okay, but I think it'll be fine. I can look at the SWR on my radio. It's got a meter, and what was I going to say? Oh, and you know, if it'll tune up on 40 and 80, then I know it's okay. It wouldn't even tune up on at all on 40 and 80. So anyway, we'll just have to see.
Well, there you go. That's one way to do it. All right. Well, give us a holler sometime when you're doing that. Let me know how it does. What time is that 39:15 net? 7 or 7:30? Well, it's already over with, isn't it?
They're usually done by now, unless they have a bunch of traffic, which sometimes they do have a good bit, but they usually don't run this late.
Yeah. All right. You pay attention and drive that Mustang, and I'll talk to you a little bit later, bud. Be careful going home. KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
My pony was at the doctor today at George Coleman. I have my stereo doesn't work, and all this, the radio. radio, the Bluetooth, CD player, I mean, all that's out, and my clock flashes. So I looked it up online. It says, they call it the flash of death. So so anyway, the ACM, the audio control module, has to be replaced, but it's covered under my extended warranty. So I'll just have to pay my deductible, and I'll be done with that. But they got to order the part, so I got to take it back out there in 2 or 3 days when the part comes in.
Yeah, a part like that could run you close to $1,000.
So the module now is just crazy. So, you know, I thought circuit breakers were good enough. Oh, me. What do I know? All right, well, we'll talk to you later, Steve. 73s. KN4VWA, KP4CBA Mobile.
Clear. 4CBA, N4DJC. David, you still around?
How you doing, Jerry?
Going to see what they did with your radio. I'm just being curious.
The audio control module, and they have to order it, of course, and have to get some numbers off the old one and before they can order it, and then they say they have to tear the part of the dash out. It's about a 2-hour job. I thought it was pretty simple, but evidently it's not. And so anyway, but it's covered under my extended warranty, so I'll just pay my deductible and I'll be good to go.
Curious as what they found and how big of a job was getting them out. They look like they're not easy to get out like the old ones were, that's for sure.
Well, wow, I'm just curious. Because it must really be in a peculiar place if they have to tear part of the dash out. Besides, you know, I know they got to take the little center piece out here, but heck, that's just two screws. And the center console just pops out. I mean, it just snaps in there, and there's no screws there. And then the face of the radio has, this whole unit here has, with the air control, AC controls, and all that. It just has two screws, two 7-millimeter screws. And then you're right there at the audio player, the CD and radio and all that. So you got four more 7-millimeter screws, and you can slide that out, unplug, and get five things unplugged in the back, and you can have that whole unit out in about 5 minutes.
What it be to take that display out of my Honda? I bet that thing's worse than that is. Not sure how they put those displays in, whether they come in from the bottom or how they did it. Everything's there. You got everything on it, though, including your, all the control stuff. Tell me what it costs to replace one of those things. I guess if mine goes out, I'm just going to have to put me an iPad up there or something like that.
Bluetooth speaker here, and I'm using it right now to play my tunes on, and it's a Bose system, and it sounds really good. And it's not real big or anything, and it connects to my phone automatically. Once you pair it to the phone, it automatically connects to it the next time you get in the car, so you don't have to pair it every time. And so I've been playing my tunes on that, and so I don't have to sit here in silence if nobody's on the radio.
The small speakers sound pretty good. I got one of those Apple, the small HomePad minis. I got one of those. It don't sound like that. I tried one just. My other Bluetooth speaker was battery powered. It finally gave up the ghost, and I got a deal on the HomePod Mini. And it does. I don't even have to have anything hooked up to it. I can just it works in with my network, my home network, so I can just say, play so-and-so from so-and-so, and he'll pick it up and play it. And I like that. It's not as intrusive as Alexa stuff is. But they sound good. How they get such good sound out of small speakers nowadays is amazing. I guess they use huge magnets in them to get that kind of sound out of them.
Large magnets, because I know I had the bass I had before this one was smaller, and man, it really kicked out the bass, and I mean, it was just unbelievable, the sound that came out of that little thing. And then the battery finally wouldn't charge, and it has to be able to hold at least a partial charge to drive the system, even if you got it plugged into the, you can run it off the charger, but the battery's got to do a little bit, and the battery wouldn't take a charge, so it just quit playing. So I bought a battery for it, and it's about $45, and put it in, and that fixed the problem. Then the dang speaker went out. So I had to buy. So I just bought. This one's a little different. It's much, but it sounds just as good as the other one.
What I was going to do with mine, too, I was going to try to get in and replace the battery. My brother-in-law, he's a real electronic, he's got a PhD, electrical engineering degree and all that stuff. He said, the best thing you do, he said, I'll just buy you one. He said, you'll waste more time trying to fix it and more money to fix it than the thing's worth. And he got me one for Christmas, one year, small one, but wasn't a budget, it was an anchor, I think. But the one I got now, just he uses a USB-C hookup. It just plugs into the wall. Didn't have a battery in it, but it does sound good. That's not very big. It's about the size of a big, it's not as big as a, not much bigger than a baseball, I don't guess, but it sounds good. It covers the whole room almost. And you can put several of them in the room, and they kind of communicate with each other. There's a kind of space out the audio. It's pretty interesting how the technology works. And I looked on the inside of one that, when they were showing the diagram of it, that thing's got all kinds of speakers pointing ducts in all kinds of directions. But it's hard to beat a Bose. I got Bose Wave Radio that belonged to my in-laws, and when they both passed away, we got it. It works really well. You pay a little bit more. The Bose technology, you pay a lot for technology sometimes, and some of it's nothing like, but it does sound pretty good. I mean, it's the last radio I've seen. It's made in the United States of all places, too.
Sometimes their stuff is kind of overpriced, but this one wasn't near as expensive as, it was about half the price, maybe a little more than half the price of the other one that I had, and it sounds just as good. And I have a little cabinet that has two doors on it. I swing the doors open and set it in the cabinet there, and it really, man, it really sounds good in there. Because of all the sound, it's bouncing off the three sides, and it's got to come out the front, and it really sounds good in that cabinet. So that's where I put it when I'm taking a shower, and I can really crank it up and jam on some tunes. Well, I'm sitting here, I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'm gonna bail out of here on you, but anyway, you have a good evening. It's good to talk to you. And I'll clear out of here after your final. You have a good evening. 73 is KB4 CPA.
Good talking to you, Dave. I just wanted to find out you a little bit early and wanted to catch you and see what happened with the radio. Have a good evening. Enjoy talking with you as usual. KB4 CBA and 4DJC clear.